Have you ever watched Barcelona pass the ball and wondered if there's a secret code behind it? Or noticed how some teams seem mathematically cursed while others defy every prediction? Football feels like pure chaos, a beautiful, unpredictable storm of emotion and athleticism. But beneath the surface lies a hidden architecture, a mathematical blueprint that governs everything from goal distributions to the geometry of passing triangles. This isn't about reducing the beautiful game to cold equations. Instead, it's about discovering that the patterns we intuitively feel, the rhythm of possession, the spacing of players, the timing of a counterattack, follow mathematical principles as elegant as they are powerful. When mathematics meets football, something remarkable happens. We don't lose the magic, we simply see it more clearly. The same patterns appear in nature, from slime molds building efficient networks to lions coordinating hunt, revealing that football's beauty emerges from universal principles that govern movement, space, and strategy across the natural world. Goals seem random, yet they follow the Poisson distribution. The 2012-13 Premier League averaged 2.79 goals per match, forming a predictable bell curve. Picture 90 one-minute slots, each with a tiny chance of producing a goal. Run this simulation thousands of times, and you'll recreate an entire season with eerie accuracy. The paradox? Randomness in timing makes the overall distribution predictable. Greatness shatters these patterns. Messi's 50 goals in 37 La Liga matches, 2011-12, should occur once every 73 years, the mathematics of century floods. Usain Bolt's 9.58-second sprint wasn't expected until 2030. He ran 20 years ahead of schedule. Clubs like FC Midtjylland use analytics for scouting and tactics, winning their first Danish title. The key is balance, statistics as a starting point, not replacing traditional scouting, staying open to talents who defy the numbers. Mathematics measures greatness, but cannot fully explain genius. Watch children play football, and you'll see the clump, a chaotic swarm chasing the ball. Watch Barcelona under Guardiola, and you'll see perfect triangles creating passing angles, dividing the pitch into defined zones. When we map legendary teams, patterns emerge. Hungary's 1950s side featured a central hub. Liverpool's late 70s team created right-angled triangles for pass and move. Barcelona's wide-angled triangles with Xavi and Iniesta maximized passing options while minimizing distance. Here's where it gets weird. Slime molds solve the same problem. When researchers placed oat flakes matching Tokyo's suburbs, the single-celled organism built a network remarkably similar to Tokyo's actual rail system, complete with triangular junctions and backup loops. The mathematics is identical, whether designing transit systems or tiki-taka. Barcelona's brilliance creates maximum space in minimal areas, positioning players so opponents are caught between zones. Elite players develop intuitive positioning through thousands of training hours, executing geometric perfection without conscious calculation, like fish forming defensive patterns without understanding the mathematics behind them. When two people approach in a corridor, a weak individual preference amplifies into an 80% tendency to pass right, the same flow field dynamics governing pedestrian movement and football positioning. In Piggy in the Middle, two attackers always lose to one defender. Add a third attacker, and dynamic triangles emerge, forcing choices and creating space. Andrea Pirlo's Euro 2012 semifinal masterclass exemplified perfect flow control. 66 passes, 61 successful, from a central position, switching play between flanks like a conductor. Bastian Schweinsteiger's whirlwind pattern in the 2014 World Cup final covered 15 kilometers across the entire field. Different mathematical solutions to the same space control problem. Optimal defending means systematically narrowing the attacker's space. One defender moving directly toward the ball while blocking endpoints, the second reducing movement options. Namibian Lions hunt using identical strategy. Great players solve optimization problems in real time, creating and denying space through geometric precision disguised as athletic brilliance. Why do weaker football teams sometimes play defensively against stronger opponents? Game theory provides the answer. Under the old two-point system, mathematics proved weaker teams should always defend, a guaranteed draw sharing 1 point each beat a 50% chance of winning two or losing zero. The three-point system changed everything. Now, teams should attack unless opponents are more than twice as strong, a simple rule emerging from complex mathematical modeling. Computer simulations confirm this. Defensive strategies quickly disappear under three-point systems, while the twice rule dominates through evolutionary pressure. Modern mid-table teams demonstrate this perfectly. Southampton, under Ronald Koeman, took the game to Manchester United, Arsenal, and Manchester City, collecting 6 points from wins rather than three draws. As Koeman said before facing league leaders Chelsea, "Why do we have to be afraid? It's football. Enjoy." Natural systems show similar patterns. Shore crabs fighting over mussels, homing pigeons establishing hierarchies, even cancer cells switching energy sources all demonstrate how successful strategies emerge through evolutionary pressure without explicit calculation. Football managers don't consciously solve game theory equations, yet they adopt optimal strategies through career-developed intuition. The mathematics reveals why. Defensive football under three-point systems isn't just ugly, it's irrational. Can passing network diagrams help managers win matches? Consider the Euro 2012 quarterfinal between England and Italy. Network analysis revealed Italy's dominance through Andrea Pirlo's 115 completed passes orchestrating attacks, while England relied on long balls from goalkeeper Joe Hart. England managed only 32% possession against Italy's 68%, yet the network exposed Italy's critical weakness, over-centralization around Pirlo. Research shows teams with higher passing rates score about 20% more goals, while decentralized networks provide an 8% advantage. This explained Spain's 4-0 demolition of Italy in the final. Spain's decentralized network of four key midfielders, Busquets, Alonso, Iniesta, Xavi, proved more resilient than Italy's Pirlo-dependent system. These tactical maps draw from mathematical sociology, seeking patterns in social relationships. Analyzing the 2015 Champions League semifinalists revealed stark contrasts. Barcelona's zonal passing network showed balanced attack, Alba feeding Neymar on the left, Alves connecting with Messi on the right, Suarez receiving from both sides. Bayern Munich's network revealed circular passing patterns, Alonso to Schweinsteiger to Thiago and back, forming a roundabout where they circled without threatening. Despite controlling possession, Bayern's passes lacked direction, while Barcelona's network created dangerous forward momentum. In our data-obsessed world, we risk forgetting what makes football truly beautiful. Mathematics reveals hidden patterns, Poisson distributions of goals, geometric passing triangles, network structures of coordination. Top clubs employ analysts processing billions of data points, refining insights like Guardiola's 6-second rule. Effective counterpressing requires pressure within 2.3 seconds of losing possession, followed by a second within 5.5 seconds. Yet, when Zlatan executed that impossible 25-meter bicycle kick over Joe Hart, the magic transcended mathematics. We can analyze the parabolic trajectory, but reducing that moment to equations misses the coordination, anticipation, audacity, and sheer improbability that makes it unforgettable. As Shankly said, football is more important than life and death. Not literally, but emotionally, socially, culturally. Mathematics doesn't diminish this magic. It reveals patterns more clearly. The beautiful game remains beautiful because it balances the predictable with the impossible, the structured with the spontaneous, the mathematical with the magical. That tension keeps us watching, analyzing, and falling in love with football again and again.